Live from Los Angeles, it's the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights.
With tonight's guest, Via Giusti Wines proprietor and contributing winemaker and partner of Equality Vines, Kurt Giusti.
Look at the night sky.
And musical guest, William Jordan Jr. I am Mark Legere, and now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
I had a perfect scenario happen this week for this show. I'm sure it happened just for this show, actually. I have a new client who's been wanting to connect with me for a while, and it has just not been possible because of my schedule. But finally, this week, I was able to see him. Now, my client is very successful in business, and my client, ironically, didn't come for him. He's very happy in his relationship. Again, very successful in business. He came for his daughter. His daughter is 16 years old, and he wanted to have me help him speak to his daughter, motivate his daughter to have her improve herself, especially in schools, and most especially her grades. Incidentally, his daughter is one of the leads in the school musicals and is fantastic singer, dancer, and all that good stuff. She also has a part-time job at 16, and she keeps her job, and she respects her employees, and everybody loves her, and she's gotten awards at her job. And she has a grade point average that has dropped to 3.5. And my client decided that he needed a life coach because obviously he wasn't helping his daughter enough. And I found that extremely interesting. And I was more than happy to take that on. Well, here was my first challenge. So I don't know anything about his teaching style or his parenting style or his coaching style. So I just listened to him and I talked to him and I said, tell me of some of the things that you say to your daughter. And he gave me an example. And I, as all good voice life coaches do, I listen to every word. And he said, well, here's an example. When his daughter got a certain grade that he thought was inappropriate, he said to her, what happened here? And the daughter said, which I thought, oh, that's a good way to start. That's a good start. And the daughter said, Dad, it's hard. And he said that he said to her, nothing's hard. Maybe it's challenging, but nothing is hard. And I thought, oh, good. And I made a mental note, and I also wrote that down. And I felt like he really believed that. And then he stopped and he says, why did you smile? And I said, I just think that's a really good way to say. So it's challenging, it's not hard. Absolutely, I firmly believe that. And then I heard the word hard come up in almost everything my new client said. You know, because raising children is hard. And especially in this day and age, it's so hard in this day and age, if you only knew. And you know, it's hard because, and after a while I stopped him and I said, are you realizing you're saying hard? I am? No, I'm saying it's challenging. And I'm saying, actually you're not, you're saying it's hard. Oh, okay. Well, it's challenging because in this day and age, it's hard to get the children's attention because you're looking at their phones. I said, you said it's hard again. Well, it is actually. It's really hard. And I said, oh, okay. Because earlier you were trying to teach your daughter that things are challenging, not hard. And so I'm just wondering if your daughter heard that from you once, and then the rest of the time she hears you say it's hard. Like maybe she hears you on the phone talking to somebody about business and you say, it's hard. Maybe you're talking to your wife and she says, it's hard. And he said, you know what? You're so right. I have to change that. I can change that. I can do it. And then the rest of our conversation, it's hard. It's hard. It's hard. It's hard. No matter how many times I said, you mean it's challenging? It's challenging. So it's hard because, and so what I got from that is that consciously, he's all about it's challenging. Unconsciously, he's all about it's hard. And it's even hard for him to change that way of thinking on the fly with me. I got so comfortable with this guy. At the end, I actually hugged him as he started to say to me, you know, you're so funny, but I'm going to get this. Even though it's hard, I'm going to get this. And I said, even though what? He said, even though it's hard, I'm going to get it, Filippo. I'm going to get it. And I hugged him and I said, you're amazing and it's challenging. Ah, I hate you. And I walked away. And I thought, this is life. We do this. That on the surface, we say we love our children or we love people, we love this or that's okay. But underneath, it's hard for us to change some of what we've been taught and some of what we've learned, and we've anchored that stuff in. And this story tonight reminded me of that story with our client, with my client, because here is taking a legacy of a family forward, the same family that might have been stuck in a quote-unquote legacy that was not very progressive and that might have been hurting people, especially the people they loved. So with that, I can't wait to have this conversation with our guest, Kurt Juicy, and later on, friend in the studio, William Jordan Jr., all on the Life Changes Show when we come back after this.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, recorded live from Studio NoHo. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Marianne Williamson, Gary Anthony Williams, Sierra Campbell, and Alan Roderick Jones on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. You can visit us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo Voltaggio sitting here with Mark Leger. You know, Mark, it's hard, isn't it?
I think what he meant to say is it's hard to hate you. That's where he was going.
No, it's challenging to hate me.
Oh, okay. But I think that the thing that you pointed out, which we all have when we start to pay attention or when we get honest with ourselves, is what we're really doing when we're not thinking about it.
Right.
So it's all of that subconscious stuff going on, and it takes the equal amount of repetition to retrain that as all of the learnings, like you said, you know, who did you learn it from? How many times did you hear that? You know, takes equal amount of repetitions to flip the script.
And with our story tonight, not only the repetitions within the family, but within the culture, within the religion, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And what our guest has been able to do consciously after all the work that he's done and now helping other people do in different ways is amazing. He is crushing social prejudices one bottle at a time. Our guest is a vintner for Via Giusti Wines. Well, he's the proprietor of Via Giusti Wines, and he's a contributing winemaker and partner of Equality Vines. Welcome, Kurt Giusti, to the show.
Thank you. Thank you.
You made a funny during the commercial break, but you know, aside from that, how did this relate to your story? Listening to your parents, and your family and the culture spew out a certain, like, you can't be this way, from the people that loved you.
How did it relate? Well, it was it's been an incredibly challenging struggle.
Good for you.
Go ahead.
And what was this way?
Just to have to stand in my truth against so many people that, you know, I trusted and loved, you know, that were supposed to be guiding me. Mm-hmm. And it took me to, you know, step through that fear, you know, and now they're all learning from me.
Interesting. But only after you were able to stand in that, because otherwise they would not have been able to learn from you.
Yeah.
That's interesting. So as a kid, you're born into this family and the family had its certain issues, and you put your issues, whatever they were, aside because you were taking care of everybody else.
Right.
And what did that feel like at the time?
Just normal.
That was normal.
You know, I just was incredibly responsible and just always had a lot of energy and just, you know, it's just what I did automatically. you know.
So you grew up thinking you're going to grow up and you're going to be this religion and you're going to be in this culture and this family, you're going to be in this business, and you're going to get married and you're going to have a family of your own.
Exactly.
And you did all that.
I did, but, you know, I have to say something that always felt, you know, off. Like, you know, I can remember I'd walk to high school and I'd be walking down this country road and like, what the hell am I doing here? You know, I was like, I would say to myself, like, this doesn't feel right. Why am I out in the middle of the country? I belong, you know, in the middle of the city or something like
that.
I'm a city boy. Yeah, exactly. So, but now I understand what I was doing there. Yeah.
What do you mean?
I was just being groomed and trained, you know, for the future and, you know, what was in store for me that I had no idea was coming.
Yeah, that's so interesting. You went away to college, right?
Yeah.
You graduated, and right out of college, what'd you do? You got married.
Now, yeah.
It what's interesting to me is that you were starting to figure out that what was about you that didn't fit that mold.
Those feelings of feeling like I was different, mm-hmm. you know, started to actualize and like, oh, okay, what's this about? You know, and then I started to like, okay, look at it more and think about it more and read about it and stuff and. Like, oh, this, I might be this. This might not be a phase, this, you know. So that's what happened. But so, here I was married, and yeah. Like, okay, fine mess I got myself into this time, you know.
Really, that's what you were thinking at the time?
Yeah, and I actually went to, got a therapist and went to see a therapist. And she basically said, you know, you're not gay, you're an adult child of alcoholics, and you need to go through this course. And I did, and, you know, kind of, you know, followed that and thought that was true, and it still kept popping up, like, you know, oh, yeah. Well, I did that, but it was good I learned that because I was able to understand growing up in a family, you know, what my part in that was, and it was able to, like, you know, hold myself outside of it, you know, and see what was going on.
You know, it's interesting. That seems to be a pattern in your life where you take the wrong turn in order to learn something that you needed to learn, and then you always come back to what's yeah. right for you, which in the end wasn't a wrong turn after all.
Exactly.
So
hey, as my dear aunt would say, I'm like a phoenix. I crash and burn, and I rise up from the ashes, and each time I make the challenge even more difficult, and the crash and burn even more difficult, and but I, you know.
You're in good company.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know about the crashing and burning anymore. Unless we're lighting bonfires and, let's all get together and light a bonfire. Let's call that the burn.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, somebody already does that,
yeah,
actually.
That's a good idea.
out in Reno. So how did you tell your parents that it's not going to go the way they thought?
I actually wrote a letter to the whole family because there were so many people to talk to, you know.
Like you put it in the mail?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then like everybody got
it. And then it was one letter I wrote to the family, and then I, you know, followed up with meeting, and that's when it, you know, wasn't received the way
that's
I thought it would be received.
That's when the crash and burn happened at that time, point in time. So what did they say?
Basically, you're not part of our family, you know, if you're going to be this, if you're going to choose this lifestyle.
Yeah. So. And so for years, you weren't part of the family.
Right. About 10 years.
Like literally people didn't talk to you.
No, yeah, nobody.
And you were just a small town away.
Yep.
Yeah.
8 miles maybe. But I was in the hometown all the time too, so it's, you go through it.
It's a long 8 miles.
Yeah.
Yeah, a long 10 years. Hmm. I find this really significant because of what we're going to talk about when we come back, the rise of the Phoenix, actually, and what he's doing with it and what he's doing now. Unfortunately, this is a story that is shared from many different cultures for many different reasons in many different families. And again, from people that love us. So being able to find reasons for it, which is what our guest did, and what he did with it from there, is what we're going to explore when we come back here on the Life Changes Show right after this.
Hey guys, this is Michaela. So I'm here to tell you about the DNA Institute. If you haven't heard of it already, I wanted to let you in on it because it completely changed my life. A few years ago, I was 30 pounds overweight. I wanted a career, good friends, a loving family, and financial success, and I didn't have any of it, so I ate. Within 6 months, the DNA Institute treatment not only helped me lose the 30 pounds, it also rebalanced my hormones, healed my metabolic and digestive system, and made my higher functioning brain so loud it became impossible to overeat when I was full. Don't we all want that? So many of my friends and family turned to the Institute after they saw my success. All of them lost their desired weight, ranging from 8 to 60 pounds. I found this to be so different than anything I'd ever tried before, and it was easier than anything I'd ever done. It's not a supplement or a diet pill. It's a genuine, doctor-prescribed, custom medical treatment made just for you. It doesn't matter what your situation is or how much weight you have to lose, I believe the Institute will get you to your goal. My experience is that this is more than just a weight loss system. It's a biohack to a better way of looking, feeling, and living. When I started, I had never heard of the DNA Institute, but the fact that they've been in Beverly Hills since 1982 gave me a real peace of mind. Now that you've heard of them, click on the DNA ad at lifechangesshow.com and get your customized formula started today. Change your life like I changed mine.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as The Green Children, Dan Millman, Hot Rod Fuller, and Mike Marino, on our archive page at lifechangesnetwork.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark, and of course, our guest, Kurt Giusti. And we were talking about one of the times that he has crashed and burned in his life, and how he's risen like the phoenix. And 10 years or so later, some stuff starts to happen in the family. Actually, your brother gets sick, I guess.
Yeah.
And instead of holding a grudge, you do what?
I go back and, you know, be there with him and with the family and sort of slowly integrate back in to the family system. And, you know, I'm accepted, yet there's kind of conditions or, you know, you could feel it and stuff. And, you know, and he, you know, kind of on his, you know, deathbed, you know, in his way, you know, acknowledged me and, you know, for who I am, even though he said it's, you know, just it's not. I don't understand. It's not the way it's supposed to be. It's, you know, there's Adam and Eve, and it's written this way. And I said, well, you know, there's a lot of things written, you know. It's like, so.
Wow. So it's interesting how I believe we all need family, whatever we call a good family. I think it serves us well if we have good family or if we create good family. But they needed you more than I think you needed them.
Yeah.
And you went back to support them, so much so that you started taking. Then the business went down, and then what happened? You and your dad.
Brother transitioned, and you know, dad needed help, and he came to me and said, "You know, I need your help. You know, will you come and help me run the ranch and the businesses?" And you know. I had to think about it for a while, but I did, you know.
So you did, was it like you had a condition, like, you know, if we're going to do this, we have to have a man-to-man kind of talk? Was that kind of?
Yeah, I made that. I had to have, you know, that had to be clear from the beginning. Like, if I'm going to do this, then, you know, you need, first of all, we need to clear the air. You know, we're not just going to sweep this under the rug.
Good for you.
We're going to, you know. You're going to acknowledge my son. You're going to acknowledge me for who I am. This is who I am. If you don't like it, you know, then I'm not coming back.
Well,
I'd love to help, you know, but, you know, I'm kind of happy with my life. I'm an architect. I'm doing my thing. I'm, you know, making beautiful homes and you know. So it was basically just, you know, I don't know why I'm this way. God made me this way. I'm a good father. I'm a good son. I'm a good brother. You know, I'm a good person. You know, you respect me and I'll respect you. And then from that point forward, there was an understanding.
What did your father say?
My dad's fair enough, you know. He's an old cowboy, you know, rancher guy, you know. Hard worker, you know, not schooled and educated in book knowledge, but life knowledge, you know. And when he gets something, when he can comprehend it, then he gets it. You know?
And that clicked.
Yeah, yeah.
And that clicked.
And then we just started forming a friendship still going on to this day.
Continues to this day.
Fabulous.
As a matter of fact, you're actually part caretaker for him.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
He has Parkinson's. He's in assisted living now. You know, he's still, you know, Parkinson's is a terrible disease, but he looks great. He's physically good, but, you know, he goes off and on journeys a lot.
And I loved how I saw on Facebook you had posted a while back how a picture of you and him, and you say, I love this man. And I think it's amazing, the transformation. And what's amazing to me is a transformation from a family that came here in 1870s. So these people knew what little they knew back there when they came from Italy.
Right.
Before the turn of the century, and then they just started working the land here, and then they had kids who worked the land, right? And then they had kids who worked the land, and here you are. And so you're not just taking all of that forward, but you're changing all of that too.
Yeah, I like to think that, you know, they did all this work and, you know, were humbled and stayed in the background. And you know, I'm a kind of a modernist. I come with big ideals, and, you know, I like to take risks, and, you know, just, you know, bringing our, you know, it's an honor to bring our family into the future. And, you know, I now accept that role and I take it seriously. And, you know, it's, I got a lot of great things to work with. You know, it's like, you know, I call it empire building. I'm empire building. And, you know, it's like,
and so it, from the 1870s, it seems like, you know, some people might think, well, there was a lot going on, but this was all done, they were just taking care of themselves and their family and their friends, really. It wasn't the quote-unquote empire that you're building. So you're really almost, you're starting with a heritage and almost starting from scratch at the same time.
Right. Yeah. I'm taking the old and bringing a new, modern, relevant, you know, realization to it, you know, both architecturally and, you know, branding and product and socially, everything, all of it. You know, here's this old family farm and ranch and vineyards that's sitting there. It's been, you know, kind of rotting away. And here I have, you know, I see it as a museum. I see it as a visitor center. I see it as a place. People come to wine country. They don't want, you know, the billionaire corporate person that comes up there and buys up a ranch and vineyard and builds a big winery. They want to experience the real stuff, you know. Mm. They want to be there. And you know, I turned Dad's house into a really luxury Airbnb vacation rental, you know, that sleeps 10, you know, pool, hot tub views. And, you know, people all over the world, like, were coming and just, you know, they're having that quintessential experience, you know, so.
In the middle of the trees and the vineyards and
yeah.
all of that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, one of the things you've done, I think it's interesting that I'm curious where you got this. Actually, before that, speaking of, I'm curious where you got this. So all of this, your new ideas and your wanting to take it forward and all of that, could that have come the way it is now? Had you not been gay and had you not been shunned by the family? Like, if you had just been the other son who just grew up and got married and stayed in the town, what would that have been like?
Probably not, yeah, no. Well, you know, it makes me laugh because I think of a quote that my brother that's passed, you know, would say to me. And, you know, because I was always, my furniture was modern. He'd say to me, Kurt, you just need to think more rustic. And I'm like, okay, Kyle. You know, like, Oh, yeah. You know, and I was the anti-antique, the anti, you know, it was all oak and brass and, you know, the country, the whole, and it was like, oh, God, you know, I was like, this stuff is just killing me.
There's got to be rustic social justice. There's got to be something in there.
So you're pushed out. Similar to, you know, your childhood, you're pushed out so that it was for your own good in a way.
Yeah. And I had to go out and learn all, you know, the world and the ways and, you know, see everything, you know, and bring all that back, all that wisdom that I gathered, you know, and transform it.
And had your family not pushed you out, none of that would have...
Probably not, no. I'd be doing the same thing and, yeah.
Yeah. And you're quite pleased with your life right now. And you're excited
again,
about your
future. It's been
future.
Challenging, but, you know, it's been worth it.
It's been worth it. I mean, this is where we are right now, is to hear somebody tell a story like that. And I know he's leaving out the hard stuff, right. Or the challenging stuff. I know he is. I know it. But so we know there's a lot more there. But for him to come here, and he just said, it's been worth it. And he's not even half through his life, and there's so much more to go. And in all of that now, you have the business, and you're growing, and you're on the precipice of some exciting things. You have a son who you have a great relationship with.
Doing great, amazing son. He's like paved his own way. He's a digital marketing manager for Capitol Records. He lives here in Hollywood, right down the street. Just works with Katy Perry. Sam Smith and all them does their digital marketing and all their web and stuff, and yeah, it's kind of cool, and I get to go to the concerts and
a single working dad.
Yeah,
you were.
We lived right across from the elementary school, so I was able to work at home and, you know, be there for him the way my father wasn't there for me, and I made sure I was
wait, did we
at
all
every
catch
soccer
that?
Game every you know every everything yeah,
yeah. Wow. Okay. Well, what are some of the exciting? Well, here was the thing. Now, so now you're actually looking to, and you've started making the farm sustainable, the house sustainable,
right.
and all that kind of stuff. The business more sustainable, and more environmental, and all of that. And then you also you set up these apple orchards and all that, and you started selling to a great company that we all love and use.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bragg Live Food Products.
Yes.
Yeah, Patricia Bragg. And,
yeah.
Yeah. And the story is even more coincidence, you know, serendipitous, is that Patricia Bragg of Bragg Live Food is the one that founded Katy Perry, bought her first guitar or singing lessons. They were in church together, family friends. She's the one that made her a star.
Wow.
And here my son's working with her. It's the weirdest thing, you know? It's like really, yeah.
Unbeknownst, this
was all just coincidence happening.
Coincidence.
Yeah,
there's that word.
Everything's coincidence, right?
What a coincidence.
Right.
Yeah. What a perfect coincidence. And so, and other companies that you're working with as well, and one of these is... what happened? The big decision that was made in the courts a few years back. What was
the marriage equality decision?
And
I was approached by a gentleman named Matt Grove, who had this idea to do this cause wine. You know, he wanted to honor his aunt Marilyn, who was a journalist in Minneapolis, and she had a partner also, she was part of a Supreme Court case too there in Minneapolis, and she passed away, and he just wanted to do something to honor her, and it was just the timing of the marriage equality decision and Jim Obergefell and all that, and they just one day I got a call or a text message. I got, hey, you know, someone who wants to meet, he's got this idea, and I'm like, I don't have time for this, you know, like, who is this person, like, you know, I'm busy. And you know, he comes and gives me this little presentation and this video, and I literally was in tears, like, just unbelievable.
And and what was that? What did that end up becoming?
You mean what did he?
Yeah. What did they?
Yeah. So it was just the start of this wine label. That's it's 3 years now, I think, into it, and we just opened a tasting room a year ago in Russian River downtown Gardenville. That's really just taking off, and you know, people. People, you know, they love what we're doing. You know, we pick a cause, whether it's marriage equality. We've done women's equality, and now we're moving on to an immigration series, immigration series. Mm-hmm. And we pick winemakers that are involved, like, you know, and then we a portion of each bottle sale goes to those causes. You know, so people come in and they're like, wow, how do we sign up? Like, you know, you can go down to whatever grocery store and buy whatever wine, but in this current socioeconomic, political climate that we're living in right now, you know, what better time, you know, to support things that mean something.
And put our money where our mouth is, too.
Yeah, exactly.
You say that like strange things are going on.
Yeah. You know.
Understand. Well, we're at a moment for a break, but when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about that with our guest, Kurt Giusti, and a little later on, live music in the studio with our friend and musical guest, William Jordan Jr. And then in this next segment, Dorothy Donahue will be joining us with her Ask Dorothy right after this on The Life Changes Show.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and a little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and four legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, recorded live from Studio NoHo. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Mariel Hemingway, Shadow Stevens, Barbara Morrison, and Kyle Cease at our archive on our website at lifechangesshow.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark and, of course, our guest, Kurt Giusti. And we've been talking, we've alluded to Giusti Wines and Via Giusti and now, of course, Equality Vines. So all of that information is on our website at lifechangesshow.com. But GiustiRanch.com, ViaGiusti.com, I mean, it's all there. You could find them on Facebook at Via Giusti Wines, Equality Vines. Vines.com. Equality Vines is also on Facebook. You can find all of that. But again, if you need any more information, you can start with going to our website at lifechangesshow.com. And now before we get back to our guest, Mark, you have a special announcement for us.
I do have a special announcement. Over the past 10 years, has it really been 10 years? Over the past 10 years, you've heard us interview some fascinating guests, leading influencers, and introducing so many great new and established musicians. During that time, many of you have let us know how much you appreciated what we do, and some of you have shared with us how the show has impacted your lives in a positive way. Happily, some of you have asked how you can help or support the show, and we've never asked for anything until now. Life Changes is making strides to revolutionize not only our show, but the way storytelling is shared in this new age of technology. For the past several months, we have been developing a new format called Life Changes Live. This new experience is truly a show like you've never felt before. It's a mixed reality show. Mixed reality combines all the elements of our radio show with additional variety segments filmed in front of a live studio audience. The revolutionary part is that the show will be performed and filmed in a 360 immersive virtual reality dome with visuals and soundscapes like you've never seen or heard before to create a more immersive experience for the audience. In addition, the show will be streamed online in VR so those of you with virtual reality headsets from anywhere in the world can experience the show as if you're in the dome with us. Life Changes Live resurrects classic variety show formats of the past, like the Johnny Carson Show, but with technology and a futuristic twist that has never been possible until now. We invite you to be part of something truly groundbreaking, and we are asking for your support in making Life Changes Live a reality. Please visit our website at lifechangesshow.com and click on our Patreon link to become a patron. Join us in co-creating something new, fun, and life-changing. As a thank you, we have created exclusive rewards for new patrons. Again, you can become a patron at the Patreon link at lifechangesshow.com.
Thank you, Mark. And back to our guest. We called this show Crushing Social Prejudices One Bottle at a Time. You know, Kurt Giusti is our guest. And Kurt, when we were coming up with titles for this episode, one of them was something like When Life Gives You Grapes or something, make wine. And I thought, well, you know, grapes, well, when life gives you lemons, you know, those are sour. Well, okay, if life gives you sour grapes, then, you know, you made a great wine. Actually, we've got it right here that we're going to get to sample at a special time. But you looking at your life, you take pride in, you know, people wave a flag and say, they're proud to be gay. You're proud to be a father. You're proud to be a son. You're proud to be a vintner. You're proud to be carrying the legacy of this heritage from these, what was it, 32 men that came, all cousins or something?
38 cousins from Italy.
38
came
cousins.
In 1870.
In 1870, yeah. Came together and from Italy and did that. So you're carrying all of that. I'm sure it's been a heavier load at times.
It's challenging.
Oh, he's a quick study.
Well done.
Good for you. Let's go meet with my client next week.
And by the way, can I just say thank you for not massacring my last name?
Giusti, how could I do that? It's interesting, in Sicilian, I know you're Italian, but my heritage is Sicilian. We would say something like "I cosi giusti sanno dire," which means "say the right thing." It has to be right,
yeah.
And you're making things right.
Yeah. Giusti means right.
Oh, giusti
that's
means
the
right.
Definition of giusti.
Oh, in Italian right. Too. Yeah. Oh, that's yeah.
Right, just,
duh.
Yeah.
Wow. You know anybody that knows Italian?
You sure he's Italian? No,
why?
He claims to be.
Why is that where this is going to go?
Is it challenging?
So, the hair gives it away.
So for anybody, and we didn't even talk, speaking of hair, we didn't talk about you wouldn't had a whole other career as a hair cosmetologist in San Francisco. I mean, just learning this stuff and going to do it, it's just like this is why it's exciting about what's coming next now that you've planted yourself back in the backyard where you grew up, taking it to the next level.
Yeah.
So anything you want to share about the future of the company real quick?
I think just that, you know, I'm just, even though, yeah, it's been hard.
He's going to say it. I understand. I get it.
You know. It's been hard work, let's say that, you know, yeah. And I've working 18-hour, 20-hour days on the tractor just to, you know, I think it was more setting up a challenge for myself to prove that I could actually do that part of it too.
Yeah.
And I needed to understand that part of it, what, you know, I could feel what my ancestors did when they were farming the land, you know, just so I had a full, you know, scope of, you know, what's ahead of me.
And how to work with other people that are working for you, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Which you're taking care of.
Yeah. And I was handed, you know, a business that was, you know, was my father's business, you know. But now I'm able to, you know, put my own stamp on it and take it to the future. And it's just about there for it to shift, you know, just about for the changing of the guard to happen. And it's kind of cool.
Very cool. We look forward to celebrating with you and hopefully getting to hear more about it. Thank you for joining us on the show, Kurt Giusti.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
What a pleasure.
Thank you.
What does Giusti mean again? Anyway, with that, we have our Ask Dorothy segment.
Dear Dorothy, my name is Jeff and I live in Pasadena, California. My doctor and many other people tell me that I need to listen to the advice that I've been given regarding my health due to being overweight and that it is very important to take action now. This is difficult for me to do. I believe it is difficult because of the years of emotional abuse I suffered during years in school. The abuse came from teachers, classmates, and others, even though I've been out of school for 30 years now, and because of the past abuse, I have a great difficulty in trusting, believing, and accepting other people's opinions, even though a part of me knows that they are right. Why don't I act on other people's good advice and take the action needed, and how can I change this now?
Jeff, I intuit that you may still be looking outside of yourself for love and approval because the years of emotional abuse led you to believe that you are unlovable. For way too many years, I believed that I was unlovable and thus created lots of challenges for myself. Instead of looking outside of myself for love and approval, I had to make the choice to love myself exactly as I am. This wasn't easy at first. And then I chose a powerful thought to assist me in loving myself enough to make better choices. My affirmation was this: I love myself enough to always do the things I know I need to do. I wrote this down on glow-in-the-dark index cards and placed them all over my house. This became my mantra, and after a few weeks, I began to make more and more elegant choices. One of the first things that happened was I easily released 150 pounds and began to feel so much better about myself and about life. I also used the Hawaiian prayer of forgiveness, Ho'oponopono, to move out of the past and into the future. You could do this by saying, "Dear Jeff, I am so sorry for ever believing that I was unlovable. And I ask you, Jeff, for your forgiveness. I love you and appreciate you in all ways, and I thank you for surviving the story." Jeff, self-love is the answer to so many of life's challenges, and I believe that by choosing to love yourself, you can move forward to a happier and healthier life.
Thank you, Dorothy. And if you have a question for Dorothy, please write her at askdorothy@lifechangesshow.com.
And we'll be back here on the Life Changes Show with our musical guest, William Jordan Jr., right after this.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening, someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, lifechangesnetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@lifechangesnetwork.com.
We're back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark, and of course, our guest, Kurt Giusti. And joining us in the studio is a multi-award singer, songwriter. There's so much. He's an actor, and actually, we'll talk about other things in just a moment. He's also a friend, William Jordan Jr. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Nice to be here.
So great to finally have you here. I got to enjoy you and meet you for the first time. It was when we did the original opera.
Yeah, the rock opera.
The rock opera, Visions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pleasure.
It'd be great to see that come back. I have to tell you, it's certainly an opera for the times.
Yeah, powerful messages, great artists, great messages. This is definitely the right time for that to come back out. So.
And you were singing some powerful messages. Who did you play?
Nelson Mandela.
Nelson Mandela, right. And so it's interesting that the words of Nelson Mandela coming through your powerful voice, I mean, and the music, I mean, all that combined, the message was coming through
powerful, just
so
amazing.
Well.
Just amazing.
And you sing about messages. You've been singing about messages since you were a kid in church, right?
Yes, definitely.
So is that praise to you, or is that like a mission for you? What is that for you?
Well, it's all the above. I mean, it is praise, because you know, giving thanks to God for one giving me this gift, and also, you know, when you're an artist, to sing and look at people's faces and see that they can feel the message that you're giving is touching, and gives you more assurance that, you know, God's blessed you and given you a purpose. And that's how I feel. I feel like God's giving this gift for a reason.
Mm.
So, and I love to share it, and I love to see the expression of other people when I do. So.
And you're, well, you'll see why the expression of other people in just a moment, at least from the power of the voice. But also, you know, it's interesting, talk about when people meet at different times in their lives and not knowing their story. I remember I was part of a group, and I brought you into the group, and we thought that it was going to go places. And the interesting thing is, you were coming from an experience where you were part of a group that already was signed to go places, right? I mean, it was like right there.
Yeah, it's right there. Just whatever reason, didn't happen. So.
And then it didn't happen. And then what we were doing didn't happen either. And you know, it's just like, you know, why is this happening? But if God has a, you know, like the story we've been talking about, if God has a plan, then...
It's definitely God, because what I'm doing now, I never thought I would be doing now at this point in my life. And but I've been all over the world. I mean, all over the world, all over the country. I haven't been out the United States yet, not performing, but all over the country. And it's definitely been a blessing, but unexpected, definitely unexpected. So,
I can't imagine you haven't been out of the country with these people that you've shared stages with, mm-hmm. Whitney Houston and Patti LaBelle and mm-hmm. all these people that you've sung background for and all that stuff. So, you know, you're bound to be out of the country, doing even more great things. So you've won some awards. You know, and the thing I didn't know until today actually was that you come to all this with a legal background.
Yeah.
What's up with
that? Most of my adult life I worked as a litigation paralegal, working with some pretty significant law firms, and I worked in the public sector also, working for state bars for California and also Nevada. So I've had a lot of experience there. That's really, I was blessed to be basically adopted by an attorney when I lived in Kentucky. He didn't have any daughters, so he basically adopted me and introduced me to the legal world and also the running world, which helped pay for my college and gave me another experience because I got scholarships through running. And that's how I made my living most of my adult life. But I also continue to sing. Even when I was signed with Berry Gordy and had another record label assigned me at the group I was with, but I still had a regular job working as a litigation paralegal, and that was fun financially. But
well, yeah, you also had five or six children to.
Yeah, I have. I currently have five children. And there will be no more.
What, is this an announcement that you're making?
It's definitely an announcement. I'm not having any more kids. I'm too old for that. I love kids. I just became a granddad, as a matter of fact, about over a month ago. Thank God. My first grandchild. Actually, I guess really I'm granddad of two, because my stepson also has a daughter now. And all that happened within, 4 months of each other. So.
Wow. Well, congratulations. Well, what are we going to get to hear first?
The first song is a song called Don't Break My Heart. It's written by Keith Hastings. The song is basically, you know, talking about how much that guy, me, I'm involved or into this particular woman. However, I'm afraid of getting my heart broken, because my heart's been broken before. And he's basically saying that.
Oh, like that's ever happened to anybody. Anyway, so here.
Yeah, I'm the only one that's happened to.
I know, but that's okay. You're the only one. Sing about it. You go ahead. Here is William Jordan Jr. performing Don't Break My Heart live here in Studio NoHo on the Life Changes Show.
You mean the world to me. All of my life I waited for someone. Now I've got you, sugar. But I gotta let you know, got to let you know how much you mean to me. Girl, I'm begging you, whatever you do, that I'm too much in love with you. I wouldn't wanna feel no other way. I'm gonna try my best to make sure you're happy every day. I'm gonna give my heart and soul.
William Jordan Jr. Nice.
Thank you.
Nice. Boy, that man's hurting. I feel your pain.
Not a pain.
Where can we learn more about you? I mean, people go to our website and find you there at lifechangesshow.com, but you're on Facebook.
Yeah.
And where else?
Yeah, you can go on Facebook and you have to type in William F. Jordan Jr. and you'll find me. Also, you can go on Twitter at WJordan63. Oh, no. Twitter. At Singer T, SingerTee, and Instagram, WJordan63.
So, okay. Yeah. All right. We should, you know what? Send me those and we'll include them on the web page that we created here for you.
Cool.
So good. You know, I can't believe I left out that you also did background vocals for Stevie Wonder.
Yeah, that was. When I lived here in L.A., I sang it with Stevie has a KJLH radio station, and I was part of. He has a choir that performs and backs down backups lots of artists, and he has this Toys for Tots things he does every Christmas season. And I did a show with him, and Indiana Reed was there and other artists. It was unbelievable, unbelievable to be standing. I was within 3-4 feet of Stevie Wonder, and it was like, I can't believe this. This is the great Stevie Wonder. So, yeah.
The great Stevie Wonder and standing next to the great William Jordan Jr. So what do we get to hear next?
The next song is a song that I think is really appropriate for this time and time of what's going on in society right now. It's called Come Together, and it's basically also written by Keith Hastings about how there's so much going on in the world, but if we all just come together and work together and stop fighting, we can work these things out, figure these things out so we can all be one. And that's basically what it's about. Yeah. It's sometimes easier to say than done, huh? But, you know, got to start somewhere.
Well, let's start with you singing it, and then we can take it from there. Let's be inspired. Here's William Jordan Jr. performing Come Together live on the Life Changes show here at Studio NoHo.
World coming to, it's getting to the point where we don't know what to do. Thought we learned from our past that if we don't spread love, this won't last. We blame each other, who did this, who did that. All it's gonna do is hold us back. But what about the child born yesterday? Can he have a place to play? Can we have a better way? Tell me what we're fighting for. We gotta teach people to stop and share the message of love. You can care.
William Jordan Jr. William Jordan Jr. Find him. He's all over. And I know on Sundays you're singing praise and people can see you as part of the Temptation tribute bands.
Yeah,
and
I sing with a couple groups. I have one group actually that I have an agent here in LA that sends us on all over the country. The group's called New Classic, and our agent is Jim Eppolito from West Coast Music.
I know Jim. Yeah. I've worked with him too.
Yeah, Jim's
amazing.
Hey,
Jim.
Yeah, Jim's amazing. So we do a lot of Temptation and Motown related stuff, but we do everything. We do Bruno Mars and whatever the client wants us to sing, we sing it.
Yeah.
And I have a show in Vegas in which it's called Greg Austin Presents M-Town and More. I do that on Tuesdays and Fridays. It's in Vegas. South Point on Tuesdays and Texas Station on Fridays. So,
how fun. Well, I look forward to catching one of those. And again, you can learn more about William Jordan Jr. Go to our webpage and we'll have all of those links for you. William, what a pleasure to have you here. Thank you. I'm glad this finally happened.
Yeah, me too.
William Jordan Jr. And also to, so William is a friend and I feel like Kurt is a new friend. Kurt Giusti, a pleasure to have you as well. And we wish you both all the best. And that is our show. On behalf of all of us, I'd like to thank Brent Hahn here at Studio NoHo for making us all sound so good.
Thank you, Brent.
And
yes.
On behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Donahue, and our executive producer, Mark Lejeune, I am your host, Filippo Voltaggio, reminding you that as your life changes, like ours surely did tonight, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at The Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.